Taiwan is one place President Obama didn't go on his Asia tour. He's wrapping up the trip on Thursday with a stop in South Korea. Mr. Obama is meeting with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak. They're expected to discuss a free trade deal and North Korea's nuclear program, among other issues. But for many in South Korea, the top concern is a government plan to send Korean soldiers back to Afghanistan. Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
Washington and Seoul haven't always seen eye to eye on how to handle North Korea. But now, some observers here say those differences are a thing of the past. Lo Kyung-soo is professor of international politics at Seoul National University.
Seoul's North Korea policy and Washington's North Korea policy are very, very well in sync. There is no contradiction between Washington's North Korea policy or ours. There's a lot more consultation and a greater degree of cooperation. And I think this is completely necessary if we're going to get North Korea to see the light of day, as it were.
During this week's summit, the South Korean leader may seek support from Mr. Obama for a deal he's calling the grand bargain. It's an offer that would reward North Korea if it denuclearizes in a single step. And Mr. Obama is expected to seek support for sending his special North Korea representative, Stephen Bosworth, to Pyongyang later this year for one-on-one talks. There's been concern here that a U.S.-North Korea meeting could sideline Seoul. But Lo Kyung-soo says that's unlikely.
So I think Ambassador Bosworth's forthcoming trip, if it materializes, is very good for both the United States and for South Korea. Ambassador Bosworth was ambassador to Seoul. He was a very effective, very calibrated, very astute diplomat.
Lo says this cooperation is a sign that the U.S.-South Korea alliance is as strong as ever. Another sign is President Lee's recent announcement that he intends to send a new Provincial Reconstruction Team, or PRT, to Afghanistan, along with a few hundred Korean troops serving in non-combat roles. But many South Koreans don't want their soldiers going to Afghanistan in any capacity. Protesters held peaceful demonstrations against the planned deployment this past weekend in Seoul. Lee Tae-ho is with the group People's Solidarity for Participatory Democracy. Lee says he doesn't oppose Afghanistan's redevelopment or democratization, but he doesn't want South Korea to be a part of a U.S. military campaign. South Korea withdrew about 200 military engineers and medics from Afghanistan in 2007 after 23 South Korean missionaries were kidnapped there by the Taliban. Two of them were killed. Now that South Korea is planning to send a new contingent of troops and development experts, some here say their leaders are bowing to U.S. pressure. But Choi Kang says those people are mistaken. He's director of American Studies at the government-funded Institute for Foreign Affairs and National Security.
If that was the decision, I think South Korean government would have made the decision to send the troops only, not the PRT, more troops, like combat mission.
Still, the issue is expected to generate heated debate in the National Assembly when it comes up for a vote before the end of this year. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.